I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 584. We don't know what we don't know. In an information age, where information always seems to be right at our fingertips, there are still things we just don't know. And maybe we're not supposed to know them. Are you okay with that? I'm so used to asking Alexa or Google or Siri virtually any question I've got, and I expect an answer pretty quick. Now, it could be about the weather or a sports score or how do you spell a certain word or directions to a location or some concept I just want them to tell me some more about. You name it. And they usually do. Yet with all of that knowledge, there are still things we don't know. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? It's wonderful to think about the vast amount of knowledge that we've gained in just the last 100 years. Greater understanding in medicine, technology, biology, sociology, well, virtually every field. But we're still not God, and we still don't know everything. We still don't know what we don't know. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and close with a challenge for being okay with what we don't know. In the book, Reaching for the Invisible God, Philip Yancey writes, "I have a book on my desk titled The Encyclopedia of Ignorance. Its author explains that whereas most encyclopedias compile information about what we do know, he will attempt to outline the areas of science that we cannot yet explain. Questions of cosmology, curved space, the riddles of gravitation, the interior of the sun, human consciousness, and so much more. You know what? I wonder if God has perhaps fenced off an area of knowledge, the Encyclopedia of Theological Ignorance, you could call it. And maybe he's done it for very good reason. Those answers remain in God's domain, and God has not seen fit to reveal them." Then Yancey gives this example. "Consider salvation," he writes. "Most theologians have found enough biblical clues to convince them that God welcomes all infants under the age of accountability," quote unquote, though the biblical evidence is scant. What if God made a clear pronouncement? What if God said, "Thus saith the Lord, I will welcome every child under the age of 10 into heaven"? Yancey says, "I can easily envision the crusaders of the 11th century mounting a campaign to slaughter every child under 9, to guarantee their eternal salvation, of course, which then would mean that none of us would be around a millennium later to contemplate these questions." Yancey concludes, "In view of the mess we have made of the crystal clear commandments, like the unity of the church, love as a mark of Christians, racial and economic justice, the importance of personal purity, the dangers of wealth, and so on, I tremble to think what we would do if some of the ambiguous doctrines were less ambiguous." Here's the great question. How comfortable are you with mystery over certainty? Do you feel free to say about many things, "You know, I just don't know"? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Lord, today as we walk through the seasons of the unknown, help us to see you, God. Encourage my heart with the truth of your word. You are with me. I am yours. You will strengthen me. You will help me. And you will hold me. Jesus, as I look at my circumstances, help me to be overcome with your peace. Blanket my family in your protection. And please give us discernment as we journey this out in our life day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 585. And in the meantime, writer Flannery O'Connor gives us this: "When we finally get our spiritual house in order, we'll be dead. This goes on. You arrive at enough certainty to be able to make your way, but it is making it in darkness. Don't expect faith to clear things up for you. It's trust, not certainty." You know, Paul writes that we see in a glass dimly, but then we'll see face to face. We don't have the full picture. We're going to have to be okay with that. Or I would say it this way, podcast family. Let's learn to be comfortable saying, we don't know what we don't know. You know?